The round mound of rebounds, Mr. Charles Omnacher role model Barkley, was on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp, and they discussed why nearly 80% of NBA players go broke. And it's not what you think. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today, we're going to review this interview and see what kind of gems we can pull from it.
I tell these guys, you know, Shannon, when I first was an idiot, when I became got my money, I had like three or four cars. And Dr. J says, how many of those cars can you drive at the same time? I said, what do you mean? He says, how many of those cars you got to drive at the same time? I says, one. He says, well, why you got four? He said, Chuck, this money got to last you for the rest of your life. He says, this money got to last you the rest of your life.
He makes a great point. A lot of people feel that the money that they're making during this time is always going to be coming in. And he is opening our eyes to the reality that at some point, our income may slow down. And we need to prepare for times such as those. Just because you have the money doesn't mean you need to spend it.
He says, son, don't waste all your money on cars. Everybody know who you are. Wow. He said, you pull up in a Kia. They know, oh, that's Charles Barkley. You pull up in a Mercedes-Benz or a Rolls Royce, that's Charles Barkley. But the problem is that money, it's not the fact that you can't afford that car.
Right.
It's the fact that that $300,000 you spent on that Bentley, if you bought a car for $70,000 or $80,000, you would have had $200,000 more in the bank. Amen. And it would have been growing and growing. And in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 20 years, that $200,000 is going to be worth a lot more.
The question is, Charles, is that I tell young people, you can afford that car right now at 20. Will you be able to afford that car at 60?
Wee. Some people do not want to hear that. The sustainability of wealth. I'm from the generation where everyone was very materialistic. Look what I have. Look what kind of car I have. Look what kind of house I have. I grew up poor. I have to have these things to make myself comfortable. I don't want to go back to being poor again. And look what he's saying. Can you live this same lifestyle until you're 60, until you're 70? A lot of people are living in the past. When I was 20, I had this, and I had the Mercedes-Benz, and I was the first one with the iPhone. Okay, that's fine back then, but we're talking about today. So are you going to live a lifestyle that you can live until you're in your elder years, or are you going to burn yourself out trying to keep up with the Joneses?
I don't want you to be on that list. What list is that? 80% of professional athletes go broke. I don't want you on that fucking list.
Where are they now?
Yeah. Where like, yo, this money, you're 20. Mm-hmm. When you're 55, how much money are you going to have left? Mm-hmm. That's the key.
Especially living life. If you're living a lifestyle right now, don't you want to live that lifestyle for the rest of your life?
Right.
I mean, I don't want to be poor. I've been poor.
Hey,
I know what it's like to eat raccoon, possum, sardines, Vienna sausages, pig ears, pigtails, pig feet.
Nah, I don't know about all that, but he is making a great point. What he's saying is that when you make progress in your life, whether it's one step, two steps, or 10 steps, making that progress is a success in and of itself. The regression back to zero is where you're going to hurt yourself. Now, is it okay to fail? Yes, we're going to fail sometimes. Sometimes life happens. Things happen financially, spiritually, physically. But at the same time, the mentality is, I don't need to spend all of my money within these 2 or 3 years. I can pace myself. It's about sustainability when it comes to finances.
When you waste money on cars, you're really just trying to impress other people.
Correct.
That's what you're doing. Sure. That's like, When I used to have nice cars, they said, what kind of rims are you going to put on it? I said, what do you mean? They're like, put some rims on it. I said, so if I put rims on it, I'm really trying to impress other people because I actually can't see the rims when I'm in the car. That's what I told them. I said, you know I can't see the rims when I'm in the car.
Right.
So I'm really, that's what Doc said. He said, so you're really trying to impress other people.
Right.
I live by the one model. You need one. That's good enough. And like I say, in the young black kids, and I'm talking to them, man, save your money.
Yes.
And another thing, you don't have to take care of all your family and friends. For some reason, black people, myself included, I used to be like, my financial people told me, why are you taking care of 7-8 people? I'm like, well, he said, no. You don't have to take care of everybody.
Right.
because you're going to go broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so no, I tell these young kids, yo, man, if you want to do something nice for your mom and dad, you want to do something nice for a brother or sister, that's fine. They don't have to be on the payroll.
Right.
You don't, like, no, you don't owe them. That was their job to take care of you. But if you want to do something nice for them, that's fine. Grant Hill, his mom.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Gave me the best advice ever. I said, because we were at the Olympics, actually here in Atlanta in 96. And her and Calvin had came down for a couple of games. They said, well, Chuck, we're going to be here a couple of days and we got to get back to work. And I says, Grant just signed the first $100 million contract in NBA history. She says, sit your ass down, Charles. I said, Miss Hill. He says, Charles, I'm going to just give you some advice. Do not start taking care of your family and friends. Because number one, they're never going to stop and it's going to ruin all your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you mean? He says, when you start giving people money, they're never going to ask you for money one time.
Right.
But he said, she said, the second thing is, no matter what you do for them, the first time you tell them no, they hate you.
Oh, that's some good, good advice. The first time that you tell them no, they're going to hate you. Why? Because you made them dependent on you. Now, another point I want to make before we wrap up here, he said, everyone knows who you are no matter what car you come out of. Now, what people may have missed is that Charles Barkley is a professional athlete. He's worked hard, he's trained, he's gotten paid, he has some notoriety of who he is and what he's about. As a civilian, we have to develop our character of who we are so no matter what car we get into, we are more famous than the car. So what happens is we don't want to develop ourselves. We would rather wear or purchase these status symbols than to develop ourselves. Buying Gucci, buying Prada is a shortcut because these are considered luxury brands. So if we wear it, people are going to associate us with that luxury brand and it raises our status in the eyes of the community. Unfortunately, you don't have to do that. You can raise your status by doing good deeds, giving charity, being prayerful, and making sure that you are an outstanding citizen. So when you step out, whether it's in a Kia, an Uber, or a Mercedes-Benz, people are focused on you and who you are as a person. He understood that professional sports is an opportunity that lasts maybe 3, 4, 5 years if you're lucky. He had a great career. He has life after the NBA, and I'm very proud of where he's at, and I'm glad he came back to speak to us. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway. If you like stuff like this, make sure that you subscribe, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.